How to Be Happy Podcast, episode number 13, jaredakers.com. Welcome to the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. Yeah, man. Hey, are you doing a little jig there?
I was kind of getting into it, really.
You were. I like that. Yeah. Hey, everybody. This is Jared Akers.
And I'm Emily.
And this is
podcast number 13
of the How to Be Happy podcast. We've taken a little break. We've had a little bit of a break, and we'll get into that and the reason why.
Well, I was in the hospital.
Yeah, she was in the hospital. Yeah. But, you know, on the topic, well, actually, the topic today is faith and walking the walk.
Which is what I said to you in the emergency room.
You did.
When we were faced with not knowing what was wrong with me and thinking that it could have been, like, life-threatening.
Well, it was a
doom and gloom kind of prognosis.
How about this? Going back kind of on, you know, saying that we didn't do a podcast episode, I read a article or post somewhere recently where whenever you say that you don't have time for something, or like say I don't work out because I don't have time, and this is kind of off topic, but you know, this is our show so we can do whatever we want, but when you say well, I don't work out because I don't have time, or I don't do this because I don't have time, if you replace that with it's not a priority,
it definitely wasn't a priority,
it changes your perspective. Well, yeah, I know, I'm not saying that it's your fault that we didn't do
no
it
I'm not feeling fault
because we've talked about it.
But I agree with that though.
Because then you think, well, if this is a priority for me, well, if I replace that with this is not a priority, does that, okay, say it's like,
I don't know, it wasn't a priority at the time.
Well, I'm not just saying about this. I'm just saying kind of in general, like, because then, you know, we had that discussion. Then if you rephrase that, like having a relationship with my sister, say, well, I don't have time. Well, replace that with it's not a priority. Then that reframes it. And then is that statement in line with where I want to go with my life? And if it is, then that's fine. If not, then I need to take a look at that. But okay.
I like that.
Anyway, so getting back to what happened. So a couple of weeks ago.
It was May 1st. Actually, it was April.
May the 1st?
What's the last day of April? Is it 30 or 31?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I have to look on my little.
I think it's 30.
Well, here, I'll look in the little
computer. Because May is 31.
On the computer.
It's 30.
April. It is 30, you're right.
Yeah, on April 30th.
Okay.
I had intense pain.
Intense pain.
All day.
Describe the pain. Was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was a 10. All day.
Yeah, and you worked through it. You were such a trooper.
I did. By God.
You have a pain threshold that is higher than mine, obviously.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just...
Well, I've had kidney stones.
I have a responsibility level to my business. And
okay, so you worked. Explain.
Yeah. Had I been working in a... If I were working for someone else and I had a guaranteed salary, whether I was there or not, I would not have been there.
Yeah.
But because I don't make money if I don't work.
Right.
You know, it tends to outweigh pain.
Right.
At least it did on Monday.
Right.
Until I could, you know, assess. I did that.
What are you doing? What are you hitting over there?
I hit my chair. I was making a point, like talking with my hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Stop.
Okay. So you had pain.
Anyway, I had quite a bit of pain in my stomach.
Called me and you said, you texted me and said, can you get me some Sprite and you need to see if the Lee Summit Hospital is in our provider list. And I'm thinking, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, so I looked it up. I said, well, yeah, because that's a hospital is literally like...
A block from our house.
Well, it's like 6 blocks. But
is it really 6?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
I mean...
I've been telling everybody a block.
Well, that's your embellishing. It's
really, really close. I mean, it's definitely a walking distance.
It's about a 9-minute walk. Yeah. At a brisk walk.
Yeah.
Because it's 5 to the...
You know, no, that's true.
Because
right.
I time it.
Right. Yeah, you know better than anyone how far it is.
And anyway, so you had some pain. Yeah. And you were working and you decided, well, I came by, brought you a Sprite at work after I got up work. And then we came home and you said, well, I'm just going to lay down. So...
Yeah, I just want to go home and take all my clothes off and lay down.
You declothed.
And have no... pressure on my stomach whatsoever and see if I can handle it.
Yeah.
And I did that, and it was not 2 seconds later that I said, we got to go to the hospital.
You're like, I'm saying, yeah, your body's going to tell you if you need to go. And you said, let's go.
That was in the back of my head. And I'm like, there's no way I was going to sleep with that. So,
right. So we got up to the hospital, and, you know, it was just like, well, it's probably just some severe gas or, you know, you really.
I was hoping it was a stone or you know, something that I could just get some medicine and.
Right. So, get through it. We go in there and they found some blood.
Mm-hmm. In my urine.
In your urine.
You can say it.
I was going to let you say that.
Yeah.
Because I was...
That was scary for me because
Because we were sitting there talking about everything, you know, and you're in the hospital. You take a few things because you really... I mean, what you have, because you really don't think you're going to be that long, you know, and...
I don't even remember what I brought.
You just brought... You had some sweats on and whatever your shirt was, you know, and I said, let's go because we were close.
I did bring my iPad.
Yeah.
But then I remember that I was out of megabytes.
Our only source of communication as I'm waiting in the waiting room.
So we might have a bill.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, it was Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Good. So we're good.
So anyway, so they's like, we found some blood in your urine, so we're going to need to take a CAT scan. And you have some history of bladder cancer in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And heart.
I lost a brother.
And that was when it really... And I wasn't even thinking about that. But when they came back and they said that and then they left a room, that was when it hit me. Like, this could be it. This could be this could be the moment that our life changes significantly. So
exactly.
Let's pay attention to what's going on here.
And I was kind of like in that same thought process, only I think I was a few steps ahead of you thinking, oh my God.
You got there a little bit earlier than I did.
Who's going to take care of you? That's all I could think of.
Well, you said...
I got so sad because I was so afraid. Who is going to take care of you? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about, oh my God, I have to go through this, you know, disease or whatever I thought I might have had.
Well, and I...
But I got very emotional and then I just literally stopped myself and I realized, and I said to you, are you wanting to say this or you want me to say it?
No, go ahead.
I said, hey, listen. I go, we talk the talk and now it's time to walk the walk.
Right.
And you knew exactly what I meant.
I did. And I remember touching your belly, your abdomen, and I remember looking at you and saying, whatever it is and whatever is in here right now going on, it's the same that's going on right now as it is when we find out what it's going to be or what it is. And we're okay. You know, it's not...
Right.
You know, it's
not going to die this moment.
Let's concentrate on, what's going on right now in this moment. And it's the same thing now. Mm-hmm. And all the stuff we're creating in our head is speculation.
Exactly.
Once we know, we'll move on. Yeah. It is what it is.
If you let fear into your head,
it'll
take over. It really will. And you have to make the decision at that moment. You have to make that. And I just absolutely, probably because thinking that it was perhaps life-threatening, I immediately didn't want to feel that way. It was so frightening. So it was easier for me to just say, you know what? I don't know what this is. So let's not get all upset and bent out of shape over something that hasn't happened yet.
But don't you agree that all of the work that we have done
made a difference?
Helped us get
absolutely.
To that point.
Absolutely. It was the automatic. Yeah.
Because
it doesn't mean
that
you're going to always think things perfectly the first time.
Yeah.
You know, you may have to remind yourself, but... I think when you start to experience that real severe pain over something that you don't even know yet, you have a choice at that moment, whether continue, you know, to buy trouble or to go ahead and just let it be what it's going to be then deal.
Right. And I think that we've conditioned, and I have down here, like in some of the notes, you know, spiritual fitness and spiritual training, you know, will it be there when we need it? It's like,
it's pretty cool.
All these conversations we have and the prayer that we do and the faith that we continually work towards and nurture is like putting deposits into a spiritual bank account.
I like that.
And then when we are in need,
there it
we
is.
Draw upon that. And if we've never put anything in there, then we're deficient and we don't have anything to draw upon. And so, but then, you know, it's easy to say that, but when the crap hits the fan.
Well, still, I was pretty resigned to the fact, and I still believe this today. I believed it that day and I believe it today that, you know, your life is a gift and every day that we get to live it, is like, you know, a bonus.
Well, it is.
And I'm not going to, you know, ruin what time I have here worrying about when I'm going to check out.
Right. And, you know, we're all dying.
Yeah, we are all, you know,
I mean, that's
according
a cliche,
to my mother, when you turn 19, you start dying.
Well, and yeah. Well, I had some science in my things swirling around in my head because I've read some things kind of along those lines, but contrary about what you can do to regenerate.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's
anyway,
a lot
let's
of...
Let's not get into that. It's,
yeah, that's... Yeah, exactly. Sounds like you're going to sell some protein powder or something.
No, I'm not, but I will sell you my book. Yeah.
I've already reserved. You can't believe how many copies.
I have 35 copies coming.
I've reserved them.
And they're all, yeah, they're that's part of the package I got. I got 35 copies. I sold the book. You can find it on Amazon if you really want it. You can get it on Amazon
now. You didn't
now.
Really get 35 copies. You bought 35
Well, yeah,
copies.
But...
This whole writing a book thing and self-publishing, it is an expensive way to go.
Yeah, but...
But it's also nice because you're in charge of all the decisions.
You know, I get, you know... half the profits as opposed to 5% if I would have done, you know,
a publisher, is that right?
Or something ridiculous.
Do
like
they
that.
Really take?
I don't know, but after everything's said and done,
are you just grabbing a number? Or
it's
you
pretty
really
low.
Know that?
I mean, it's pretty dismal, but they also have the marketing and the reach that you know, but anymore with all the Kindles and stuff, you know.
I know.
So, but you
anyway,
know,
back to the back to our walk in the walk.
Walk in the walk, you know, so
spiritual health.
Right. And so, you know, the training is important. And then, so let's finish the story so people know what happened.
All right. So anyway, I ended up.
So they said CT scan.
Yeah, I did the CT scan and it came out. Well, first of all, the doctor, the emergency room doctor came in and he said, good news, your heart is beautiful. And I was so relieved. It was like a ton of bricks was taken off my chest.
Well,
because
I know
that's,
you have a beautiful
that was my
heart.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, it's only as good as what you offer me in return. So.
Yeah, you got a little chalkboard here. I just put a little
check, please.
Little point next to my
that's
name.
That's very nice. You have a lot of points.
Yeah.
You're covered with points. Yeah.
All right. So
on the top of your head.
Yeah. As my mom used to always say, good point. Keep your hat on. Nobody will notice.
I haven't heard that.
You haven't?
I love that. I have never heard that. I love it. Yeah. It's very, very funny.
Anyway.
Good one, Cheryl.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Anyway, so my heart is good.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking.
They did the KGB.
That's the biggie, right? The KGB.
Yeah.
You mean the EKG?
Yeah.
And that came back.
They're still around?
Yeah, that was good.
Are they still around? Okay.
According to a movie we just saw, they are. Yeah. But anyway.
CSI.
Yeah. Let's see. So then he comes in and, you know, with each test that I... went through.
Oh, you had to drink
the emergency.
The stuff.
Yeah, I had to drink over an hour period this chalky, minty nastiness.
Yeah.
And I had to drink
it
evenly spaced for an hour. And I had two cups, so basically 30 minutes. So Jared was really good about, you know, making sure that I continued to drink.
It radiates
it. It was
your,
so horrible.
Your internal organs and stuff so that when they do the CT scan, it.
Well, then you go into the CT room and they inject you with this contrast that mixes with all the stuff I just drank.
Oh, so it's like a radioactive
cocktail.
And it
makes it, exactly. And then you have to hold your breath and they slide you into this machine or, you know, you're on the gurney kind
of
thing and it's automatic. Have you?
Yeah.
That was really, it didn't hurt at all.
Were you thinking a house?
Yeah, but it was smaller than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't at all frightening or horrible. And the guy that wheeled me back was so much fun. He's like, how old are you? And I told him, and he goes, you do not look blank, blank.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say.
Yeah. And I swear the beds.
And it made me feel so good at that moment. I was like, well, thank you very much.
And the beds, the beds weigh you now.
Oh, yeah.
And it was way off.
Yeah. It was totally wrong.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, we're not going to accept that number. That's an inappropriate number.
So I said, well, I think we need to zero it out first because get off the bed and, you know, people were probably thinking.
Why is
that
such a big deal,
really?
Like,
these people are crazy.
Why really is it such a big deal?
Okay, so anyway, you came back and then I'll tell this part. The doctor came in and he said, you know, and you're waiting. This is like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah,
and
it
we
was
just
over
thought
a long
it was maybe in
a,
yeah, an esophageal.
And I haven't had any pain meds to this point.
Right.
Until they figure it out.
Which is kind of weird because when I had kidney stones on several different occasions, like when I go in, like they would give you something right away.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they didn't though. Because
yeah, it depends on.
Anyway, so he comes in and he goes, somebody's got a inflamed appendix.
He was so happy, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's like, somebody's got a inflamed appendix. And I was like, well, I'm assuming it's her because I'm feeling fine. But I broke down and
so
started
relieved.
Crying because I was so relieved. And she's looking at, you're looking at me like, what's
what
wrong? And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy. And you're like, what?
I got to get cut open.
You're going to cut me open. And yeah. I'm thinking, oh my, I mean, I was just relieved that that's all that it was. I'm like, well, we can deal with an appendix. Mm. You know, that's, which we
easy
thought was going
to
be
say.
Routine.
Yeah, it was not right. routine.
Okay, so then you go into surgery.
At midnight, we call the doctor from home.
Yeah.
Excellent doctor, Dr. Daggett in Lee Summit, Missouri. If you ever know anyone that needs surgery, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm going to plug him here. He was
well, you're, you
did
know.
A great job. Very friendly. I asked him, I go, did we pull you out of bed? He goes, not quite.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
Mm. I do.
So they go, yeah, we're going in right now. You know, we got to do the deal. So I'm like, wow. So good thing we brought the iPad.
Yeah, because they threw you out pretty
well. Yeah, and they took
it all
in.
Went very quickly. Let's say at midnight.
Well, after that,
there's no one in line.
We had to wait forever for that. But I mean, we went up there about what 6:30.
It was probably 6:30.
And you didn't go into
midnight.
Surgery like midnight, and then so then I'm sitting in the waiting room, and it's like an hour and 40 minutes.
Wow.
And they said, you know, it'd probably take about an hour, maybe less, maybe a little more, depends on you know how it goes. So it's like an hour and 30 minutes. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, and I'm the only one in there, and. And finally, he comes out and he walks in real slow, kind of by, and he's like, and I'm...
You're holding your breath.
I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
And he goes, she's fine. And I'm like... And then he sits down and he's got this picture, and he's like, well, we found something, blah, 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 blah. I don't remember what
hematoma.
He said. Hematoma. It was a hematoma, and he showed me pictures of it, and then, he asked if you had been in... You know, suffered any trauma, or because typically he said that you see those when someone's in a car accident and they have a seatbelt that goes across their abdomen, they get a hematoma, which is basically like a burst blood vessel that's kind of a bruise. It's a blood vessel that's kind of, but it was healing itself. And so he left it in there, but since he was in there, he went ahead and took the appendix out. And the appendix wasn't really that bad. I mean, that wasn't the cause of your pain, it was the hematoma.
Well, I know that when
bleeding.
I pushed on the area where the appendix was,
so
there
he
was
just
quite
went ahead and took
pain.
It out, and then, but then you had to stay in the hospital for.
Yeah, they
quite
approved
a few
me
days.
For 2 days, and I ended up staying 4, eating ice chips for 4 days.
With this
sucking
little,
on this little sponge that tastes like scope,
and a little tube, you know,
the longest
with
4 days of my life,
with drainage coming out.
Yeah,
you know, so
it wasn't fun, but. You know what? I wasn't even upset about being there. I was just kind of looking around and thinking, well, you know how when you go on vacation and you come back and you have so much work that you're like, I need a vacation from my vacation.
Right.
I got one.
Well, yeah, because we just got back from...
Yeah, we were in Belize for a week.
Belize,
we were back 1 week, and that's when this happened.
So we think that maybe the only possible thing we could think of is when we were diving one day... We had a boat ride and we took a really big, you know, when you go over the wave and boom, it comes down.
Yeah.
And it hit really hard and I remember.
Really jars
the
whole body.
And I was thinking, oh my gosh, that could have really screwed up my back. And I think that could have been.
That's the only thing I can think of. But that was literally a week and a half before this happened.
Yeah, but your dad seemed to think that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's, you know, retired.
Pathologist.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. He's probably seen more. I don't know. I would think also, oh, well, doesn't really
so
matter.
I had kind of some interesting stuff that I was working through with the faith and the walking the walk during that period of time. Because as a spouse going through this kind of thing, so you're in the hospital. We live a short distance away. I come home. You know, I'm like, well, I'm going to run home. You know, I'm going to, you know.
We have a dog.
Feed the dog.
Yeah, see.
And so I'm getting this taste of what it would be like to be a bachelor again, which stinks, really. I mean, it's like, because I'm very routine oriented. So, mm-hmm. I do this and then I make the ramen noodles.
Yeah.
And then I do the chicken breast and then I put them in the ramen mm-hmm. noodles. And it's like I have, and then I do my peanut butter pretzels with my root beer and watch TV, the shows that she doesn't like to watch that I got to get in while she's not home. And I have this little routine, but then it's like when I kind of finish that little routine thing, then it's like, okay, where is she? You know, that's like,
yeah.
That time only takes up not very much time. Yeah. I mean, that. Yeah. So
the things you think you're going to give up when you get married, it seems like a lot. Well, because I remember before we got married, you were very concerned about losing your man cave time.
All of this stuff. But with you for the first time, because I shared all this stuff with you, I felt like I was gaining something and not losing something. That was the difference in us, because I had all these things and I have, I like to play the guitar and used to like to write music and like mm-hmm. to write and do my web stuff and all this stuff that's, and school was a big thing at the time too. So, and you were like, that's fine. You don't need to be
babysitting me,
So it was different. I felt like, wow, I'm gaining a friend, and a companion. I'm not losing independence.
I'm on your side. I'm not trying to change.
Right. And so that was
what you like to do.
Huge. And so, as a spouse with you, in the hospital, then I'm struggling with that. If I leave, then, if the doctor comes in or are they thinking, where's the husband? His wife's in the hospital, So then I'm thinking, because, you said, we'll go home and sleep. And I actually came home and mowed the yard.
Yeah.
But then.
I mean, it's just a stone's throw away.
Yeah. It's like.
A 9-minute stone throw.
Yeah. I mean, I could.
Okay. A bionic stone.
Almost see the hospital from here. Not quite, but.
Yeah. I checked every window and I never saw our house, but too many trees.
Yeah. So. So I come home and I mow the yard and then, the first night and then it's like, well, then I go back up there and I actually slept up there every night that you were there. I'd sleep, and then I'd on the little couch thing in the room and then I'd get up at 5 and come home and shower and because I don't think there was any way that I could sleep here.
Knowing I was there.
But I think one of the things that with the faith and as well is with our relationship is that, and we've discussed this a lot, that if something did happen to you or happened to me, I would be okay. And you have said that you would be okay.
Yeah.
It would suck.
It would be terribly difficult,
but
very sad. And
I don't depend on you for all of my happiness. Right. I mean, the joy that I experience is on a grander scale and completely different because I get to share it with you,
mm-hmm.
but you're not responsible for
right.
my happiness.
Right.
And,
And what a weight off.
Well, it is. And it's easy to say that. And another thing that I wanted to point out was, because I was sitting out by the pool this evening and I was shooting a little video on my phone, like I do.
Right.
And I was talking kind of about this same topic, faith and walking the walk, and how you never know when you see somebody, and this is such a cliche, and we all know this, that when you see somebody, you never know if it's going to be the last time that you see them. And you see parents with their children and spouses and relationship people in relationships do this all the time. They fight or they argue, and you see it in movies, and then something happens, and then the last thing they remember was they had an argument. And it's easy to take, people things for granted. And we all know that that's important, but do we really live that?
Mm.
Like in the morning before I leave for work, I always come in and kiss you mm-hmm. and say, I love you. Have a good day. Goodbye. And, and at night, we have this thing above our bed that always says, what's it say? always kiss me goodnight.
And then P.S.
And then,
I love you.
P.S. I love you. And it's just, it's important to tell people
how you feel about them.
And if you can't get past that, say you're so angry at your spouse or your loved one or a sibling or something that you can't put the ego or pride aside. Why? And it happened. I mean, I have been guilty of it over the years.
You have a good saying about ego and what that stands for.
Easing God out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's really true. I think it's a perfect, an anagram or what do you?
A sonogram?
No, I had that.
A mammogram?
No.
Candygram?
Never mind.
Candygram.
Never mind.
A land shark?
I'm giving up.
A dolphin?
You're goofy.
Wasn't that a, right. No, ma'am, I'm a dolphin.
Moving on, anyway, so.
So, anyway.
Really glad that we decided to walk the walk.
Yeah, and I think we did. I mean, mm-hmm. We weren't tested.
Yeah.
I mean,
I really,
or were
the
we?
The whole experience being in the hospital was not a fun experience, but it was a great experience, if that can make any sense at all. Because, first of all, you got people bringing you stuff, anything you want.
Yeah.
Within
but you got all this
your limits.
Crap stuck in you and around you. And,
yeah. But I'll tell you what, everything I asked for, they brought me in haste.
Yeah.
First thing I asked for, you remember what the first thing I asked for was?
Cheeseburger.
Remember, it was the fan.
Oh, yeah.
I asked for a fan, and yeah, but, I swear I blinked my eyes, and they had a fan.
Yeah, but of course they put it on your bill.
And the lady, well, yeah.
He brings it in a box, and he's like, okay, yeah, you guys can take this with you. Yeah, it'll be on, and it charged you, yeah, charged it to the room. I'm thinking, well,
yeah,
I can go home and get a fan.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like.
I know, but yeah. I had it right then.
I know, but it was
perfect.
I didn't expect them to.
I had that thing blowing on my face the whole time.
I figured they had a fan there.
Because I'm always hot. Yeah. I'm always hot.
Good thing
and
we didn't
I was
say,
especially hot.
Do you have a soda machine? And brought it and,
yeah, we're going to charge that to your room. Yeah, you have to be careful what you ask for, I guess.
Yeah, a soft serve machine. That would be.
Ooh. Good. I wish should have asked for the ice machine. Because I really liked that ice machine.
It had the little pellets.
Yeah.
Kind of like you get at Sonic.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that you can buy ice at Sonic to go?
I did know that. I did know that, like for parties and stuff.
Yeah.
I did.
Or for just, you know, eating ice chips.
Ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they get it.
If you're bedbound and.
That's going to be expensive.
Is that a word?
Yeah. I haven't gotten the bill from the hospital yet, but I've gotten two letters telling me I'm going to get a bill from them.
Yeah. Just so you know, you're going to get a bill from us.
Help me understand why I need a letter telling me I'm going to get a bill from the hospital.
Yeah,
this is not something I questioned.
Right.
Yeah. And are they going to put that on my bill? The letter that they sent telling me I'm getting a bill,
Yeah.
It took postage and, cost something to send me that. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're just letting you know, you're going to get a bill from us.
You're going to get a bill. Yep.
Gonna figure that. Wow.
And then the insurance company sends a bill saying, we're going to send you a bill.
So can you send them a letter back?
We're not sure that we're going to cover all of your expenses.
No. We'll figure that.
As long as your hospital is a qualified provider. Or we're just going to pay half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could send them a letter saying, well, we're going to probably pay it.
Well, we might pay half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That's a thought.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, might want tit for tat, right?
Yeah. My computer's on the way, finally.
Yeah.
But, another reason my laptop died again.
Yeah.
So I ordered
Windows.
A big desktop. That's going to, because I have a bunch of video from our vacation in Belize that I want to edit. My laptop just wasn't quite cutting it. And then it died. So I reformatted it again. And I got a new computer coming from BestBuyOnline.com. And that was it took forever.
Big mistake.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm getting the one I wanted. So
that's okay. That's important.
And what else?
And the lady at Best Buy was really nice that I worked with when you had paid extra for expedited shipping and the time came and went and the computer still wasn't there. And so.
Well, they were waiting on the vendor.
She was very happily credited that and was very apologetic and really nice lady.
Yeah.
So it was a good experience, customer service wise. We'll just see what the computer is like when we get it.
Well.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope I'm here. Or you're here.
I think it's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Well, I hope it comes before, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And so I sent Mom some flowers on the day before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Did that. Check. What else?
I got a really nice card from my son and daughter-in-law
and
granddaughter. Actually just from my son. I guess I'm his mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he said thanks for...
I didn't actually call my mom on Mother's Day.
Thanks for loving me and not thinking...
Is that bad?
What? Not calling her?
On Mother's Day? I gave her flowers the day before Mother's Day because it was cheaper.
I just...
I know.
You call your mom all the time. Why do we need a day to call our mom?
I talk to her. Yeah.
I mean, if I had a mom, I'd be calling her every day.
I'm sure we Facebooked
that day. I don't really need a day for my son to tell me he loves me. I know he loves me.
Yeah. Well, see, that's...
It all seems so...
That feels good coming from the mother's side.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah. He didn't call me on Mother's Day, and I'm not, like, taking names.
Really? you're not taking names?
Yeah.
Not taking names? So no. I think...
He sent me a cute card.
I think next week... Let's see. This is episode 13, and we're still averaging like 1,000 downloads per episode, which is just crazy. We are over 12,000 downloads.
And we're still wanting to hear topic ideas.
Yeah, you can actually, the easiest way is just to go to my website, jaredakers.com, jaredakers.com, and on the right-hand side there's a red tab, and it says... podcast, ask question. Click on that, pops out. You can leave a question, record it directly from your computer. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that.
No, it doesn't.
Or you can call in the continental U.S. 775-234-8373 and leave a question and or comment, and we'll record it, and or it records and we'll listen to it on the air. I think, I think next week we were thinking of, I got a cramp.
Uh-oh.
I got a cramp in my leg. Okay. Our topic's going to be, how to be happy when you're cramping.
Oh, Lord.
I do have a...
Are you happy?
I have a triathlon coming up this weekend. Uh-oh. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And you're cramping already.
I know. I need some potassium. Anyway, so we're doing a, I started doing that cold plunge at the mm-hmm. gym.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... 30 degrees, or I don't know, it's really cold. Anyway, so I think our next topic, we're talking about how to be happy in like a job that you don't like, or how to be happy when you're, what would you say earlier? How to be happy when you just don't feel like it, or something?
Well, how to be happy when you hate what you're doing.
Yeah, okay, well, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've got some ideas about that. And
good.
I was going to talk about it this time, but I just never was able to.
We'll ruminate on that a little bit and get back to you.
Get in there.
Yeah, so get in there.
Love you.
Get you some. Get in there. Get around the back. Okay. Sorry. It was about dogs, you know.
Yeah.
And they sniff each other, and it's gross.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, remember to be honest.
Be loved.
Be
happy.
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 I feel happy.
Good night.
Or good morning.